Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Ross King is joining us on the line now, Scottish television presenter and author, best known for being the LA correspondent for ITV breakfast programmes Lorraine and Good Morning Spain. Good Morning Spain, Good Morning Britain even. He was sadly voted out of Strictly Come Dancing a few weeks ago and said that he made a bit of a schoolboy error by getting too much fake tan. How's it going, Ross?
Hi, Hannah. Yeah, I've managed to get most of the fake tan off now, and I'm back in Los Angeles, so I'm getting the real tan again. So, all is well. But yeah, the funniest thing was that the advice that I'd been given by so many people that I'd known who'd done the show said, you know, in that week one, they always say, do you want a tan? And people go, I'm not sure. They said, get it, because by week three, everyone's like doubling up on the tan. So I got it that first week, and I was quite tanned when I'd come over from LA. So I did look like a garden fence, but the good news was I actually danced like a garden fence, so it kind of worked out all right.
Tell us, like, go back to the beginning. How were you approached? When were you approached? What were your initial thoughts? How did it all start?
Well, the weirdest thing was that I'd been asked a couple of times before about it, and I just didn't have the time because I couldn't get away from LA for it. And then I saw my friend Catherine Jenkins. She was one of the celebrities on Dancing with the Stars, which is the American version of it. And she was just brilliant. And I watched it and I thought, these people are just so good. And then when I had a chat with the lovely Strictly people, I said, look, you know, the simple fact of the matter is I can't dance, but I'm willing to give it a go. And they went, no, we like to have a few people like that. So I went, okay, I will do it, my dear old Mum always said, never know till you give it a go. So I thought, that's what I shall do. So the minute they said yes to that, I said yes to them. And then I had the most wonderful time, Hannah.
Oh, did you really?
Oh, I loved every minute of it. I had the most brilliant partner in Jovita, who I've said before, you know, beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. She had such patience of not one, two, three, let's make it four saints. She had the patience of four saints to deal with me for 8 hours a day. And that's one of the weirdest things is that, you know, they tell you when you go into, you know, the training will be up to 8 hours a day. And you kind of think, yeah, of course it will. But it really is. And it really was. But that was great because it really got my fitness back, which was one thing that I was delighted about. And I cannot say one bad word about it. I just had such a great laugh.
That's really nice to hear. And was it anything like you expected? I mean, have you ever done any kind of dancing before?
I mean, I kind of moved, I would say. I've done a few musicals. I did the Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, of course.
Summer Body, a few like that. So I've moved in shows, but normally, and if I've been doing my own show, then I have people dance around me to kind of make me look a little bit better. I've never actually, you know, had to learn absolute steps for like a whole 2 minute routine and more. So that was really fascinating. And it's amazing how long, when you're not a dancer, how long it takes for the steps to actually go in. Mm. But eventually they did. And then, you know, I did. I absolutely loved it.
And was it frustrating, you know, when you're trying to learn those steps and, you know, you're with a professional dancer who knows exactly what they're doing and you're no doubt feeling totally out of your comfort zone? Were you frustrated at yourself at times?
Oh, absolutely. You know what it's like? I mean, you do what you do and, you know, I do what I do and we're very comfortable in what we do and we know if something goes wrong, you know, it's like if you can't get me on the Zoom, it's not a problem. You can deal with it. We have all these things that we've done it for many years, so we're okay. But when it suddenly comes to doing something like a dance, and then you know you're going to be live in TV in front of millions of people, and you think, you know, at the beginning of the week when you're told what your dance is and when, you know, Jovita's saying this is going to be the choreography, there are times when you look at it and think, I cannot do this. I actually won't be able to do it on Saturday night in front of millions of people. I'm just going to stare at the floor and not be able to move at all. So there is an incredible fear there that I haven't had in many things for such a long time. But a part of that was really exhilarating as well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you accomplish it, you go, yes. But yeah, absolutely, there were frustrating times because, as you said, you know, you've got somebody like Jovita, they could do that 2-minute routine in like 3 minutes. They would know it in 3 minutes. They would see it, you know, once, run through it for another minute, and then do it. You know, and for people like myself, you know, you're 4 days really of intense practice before you then start getting into the studio for camera blocking and rehearsals. So yeah, it takes a long time.
It must have been so impressive seeing her and the other professional dancers at work, seeing them do what they do best and how easily it seems to come to them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are phenomenal. They are professional athletes, which is quite funny because you do train for 8 hours a day, you know, and then you have these nutritionists and physiotherapists saying to you, you do know, Ross, you are training like a professional athlete at the moment. And you think, oh, my goodness me, I am. I'm doing 8 hours a day. But when you see what they do, and Jovita is just one of the most amazing dancers, you know, one of the best in the world. And when you see what she can do, it's just phenomenal. And I really hope that next season, you know, she will get a brilliant dancer, a bit like, you know, Lewis Cope, who's just been phenomenal in this season. And I hope she gets someone who's that good because it will show off exactly how brilliant she is rather than having to stomp around with a clodhopper like me.
And what was your favourite dance, your favourite week?
Oh, definitely the week when I got to do the waltz to the Proclaimers' Sunshine on Leith. That was such a special moment because the first week they'd given me what the professional says the hardest dance of all, the cha-cha. And, you know, they'd made it a little bit harder for me because if anyone saw it, they will remember possibly that I entered it by coming down a slide and then doing a hip-hop routine in the middle of it with like a Snoop Dogg jacket on as I danced to California Girls by Katy Perry. So it was a bit of a tall order and we got through it, not that well, but we got through it. And then the second week I was given the waltz and I got to wear the most beautiful kilt. And it's such a beautiful song. And it was a really lovely dance that Jovita had choreographed. And that was a really special moment. It was really poignant. It was really emotional for me. We'd filmed at Loch Lomond just a few days beforehand as well. So that was really special. But also to go out as a Thunderbirds puppet and dance the Paso Doble to the Thunderbirds theme tune was a heck of a way to go out. And I did say that day, I said, you know what, I think we're probably going to go out tonight, but I'm just going to go for it, you know, completely, you know, just everything out.
It must be amazing doing something like that, that not many people can say they've done, doing a Paso Doble in a Thunderbirds costume. There can't be many people in the whole world who have done that.
I don't think there's anybody. I think it may be a first, Hannah. I may actually claim that. I mean, there's quite a few things I like to claim because, for example, in the very first week, I got a 10. You know, and people forget that I got a 10 in the first week. I'm also very lucky that people forget that that was a collective 10 from the four judges, not just from one of them. But, you know, history will show that I got 10. A 10.
Absolutely.
I danced the best doubly as a Thunderbirds puppet.
Oh, brilliant. And, I mean, has it made you want to dance more? Because a lot of the celebrities, when they go on Strictly, they think, oh, now I feel more confident when I go to a wedding or a special birthday. I'm not kind of sitting, oh, I can't go on that dance floor. You get up there and people want to dance with you more. How do you feel about dancing now?
Yeah, there definitely is a bit of that, and I am definitely going to continue. And in fact, in December, I go back to the UK. I go to Southend, beautiful Southend on Sea, and I'm going to be doing pantomime there. I'm back doing Buttons and Cinderella, and I know nice. That already there's a couple of funny dance routines put in there. And also, I'm playing Buttons. The fairy godfather is the brilliant TV personality, Rylan. So we've already got a dance-off in it. So yeah, so brilliant. I'm going to be calling on... I hate to use the word skills, Hannah, but I'll be calling on some outside help, help from above.
Calling on your eater, yes. Oh, brilliant. That's great to hear. And it was brilliant watching you. I mean, you were great fun to watch. You really were. I know everyone was rooting for you and hoping that you were going to stick around a bit longer.
I know the support was phenomenal, and it, you know, and again, you know, with your listeners, anyone who voted for me or who even just was, you know, watching the TV and showing, go on, Rossi, then, you know, thank you, because I did feel that support. And yeah, it would have been nice to have gone on a little bit longer, but I think in fairness, you know, you look at it that when you had, I would say probably four people who couldn't dance, which was Tom and Chris and myself and Stefan, you know, once we were going out, and poor Stefan had a couple of injuries. So I just kept saying he was trying to get a bye to the final. I had to point out to him, I said, you only get one by and then you're out. But I think, you know, when by that time, you know, we had to go, and then you've got, you know, the most incredible dancers that are left in it, and it really is a competition. You know, people always said to me, oh, you know, how do you feel about the competition? I said, for me, it's not a competition. It was just a TV show, which I love being part of. It's Saturday night entertainment. There's very few shows like that. But in terms of a competition, it was, the competition was just with myself. I just wanted to be the most improved. And when Anton de Beck, 2 weeks in a row, said, you've been the most improved, you know, that was it. I could hold my head, you know, fairly high and go, yep, that's what I wanted to achieve. And I did.
Yeah, nice. And who is your favourite to win? Who would you like to see lift that glitter ball trophy at the end?
You know, I'd love to see Alex Kingston win, because I think not only is she a lovely lady, she's just so graceful, just such poise. You know, she, you know, I know, and I'm not saying this is something that hasn't been said before. You know, she herself has said it, you know, a woman of a certain age. And it's just brilliant to see her perform so magnificently with Jojo, who's just the most phenomenal dancer too. So it's really nice to see someone coming from a different background who hasn't really had a lot of training and to be doing as well as she is. But, you know, there's so many of them that are just, you know, phenomenal. I think it's probably one of the highest standards they've ever had this year.
Yeah. And what do you think? There always seems to be some controversy each year with having at least one person in who's had a bit of dance experience. Yeah. You know, Amber's been under fire, which I think is a real shame. You know, I always think they always have to have a different kind of people with varying experience. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Yeah, you know, you can't have everyone at the same level, either as in being really good dancers or being really awful dancers. You've got to have that mix. Mm. And, you know, I completely understand, you know, that sometimes the public get frustrated because they go, you know, a lot of these people really can dance and a lot of these people really can't dance. And I know that there's that been the whole talk, because obviously the voting system is that, you know, the public, you know, the judges give their votes, then that score is tallied with the public vote, but they never ever let you know exactly who was bottom in terms of the public vote and who was top. So you don't really know. And I know that sometimes the public get frustrated because they go, well, we really voted for the underdog. But when it comes to a dance-off, you got to look at the judges, because they have to decide on that dance who was the best. So it's not even if they said, oh, well done, Ross, you were the most improved, and, you know, we're going to put you through because you've been working really hard. They have to judge it on who was the better dancer on the night. So I completely understand it from both points of view. Yeah. And again, for me, you know, just to have the fun that I had, you know, as you said, Hannah, you know, you never get the chance in life really to be taught by one of the best dancers in the world, to go into studios 8 hours a day, you know, much as it was hard, but it was fun too. So, you know, I always think, you know, at this point in my life, at my age, at that stage of my career, to be given an opportunity like that was one that I just grasped with both hands, not with both feet, sadly, but with both hands.
Nice one. And what about book-wise for you? We've had you on a couple of times on the book show talking about your fabulous novels. Anything coming up in the pipeline?
Yeah. So Sherry Lowe, that I write the books with, we've had The Rise, The Catch and The Fall. So now we're working on what will be the fourth novel. It's hard to believe it will be the fourth novel. And so it's going to be a little bit of a twist, because I know that I was very lucky that the people who liked the books loved the characters in the first three books. So they will be in the next book, but there'll be more cameo type roles, and there'll be at least four new characters that I think people will really like in the next book. So yes, I've got that to look forward to. Panto in Southend, more TV next year, you know, and I'm still living here, although it's foggy today. Actually, as I look out the window just now, Hannah, I cannot see the Hollywood sign because it's foggy in LA. Hard to believe, but yeah, foggy in LA.
You've been there, what, was it 2000 you moved to LA?
Yeah, 25 years ago. Who'd have thought it, eh?
And do you ever think of going anywhere else, or do you think you're going to stay happy there?
You know, I love it here, and it's such a great way of life. But I've got to say, you know, I think as you get a little bit older, and I think going back to Scotland and going to Loch Lomond, it does make you pang a little bit for the old country, you know. So, you know, never say never. That's the way that I've always been. I mean, I can't believe that I've been here for 25 years. When I came out, I thought, if I'm here for a few months, that'll be an amazing experience. It's actually, I've been here for 25 years now. It's phenomenal. But, you know, I've always never said never. You know, never say never. And, you know, I love Spain. I love Italy as well. You know, there's bits of me that would really like a European life again. So I keep all options open. But you know what this business is like, Hannah. You know, we just kind of do what we do, and we just do it from one day to the next and hope that we keep getting away with it. Absolutely. That's me, not you.
Well, if you want to come to Spain, we'll greet you with open arms, Ross.
Oh, how lovely. I love the idea of that. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely chatting with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Well done on Strictly, and exciting times with the Panto ahead. And maybe we can catch up again on the book show.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you so much, Hannah. Lovely to chat to you as always.
Thanks,
Take
Ross.
Care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.